Hey, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. It's good to see everyone, especially veterans who have come back to support other veterans. So will all veterans, can you raise your hand so we can see how many are veterans? Thank you. Thank you so much. Project Drew is one program of Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people of all ages with different needs. So this is one program named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, and who grew up here in Avon Lake and spent a lot of time here in this barn. What we're hoping to do is to give you support and hope that you support each other and continue to do this. And when I see veterans like Joe and Dan and Peter coming back, every time it's so heartwarming to me. I'll probably start crying in a second. I have a few, Mike is going to talk more about Drew and what we did here this weekend, but as always, I have to say the songwriters make this program happen. Their insight and compassion and talent is between the songwriter and the veteran. It is magic. And the songs get, the stories get transmitted heart to heart. And we're so honored to hear your stories. We need to hear them. We learn from them. And it's a privilege to do that. So I have a couple of announcements. First of all, one of our veterans, Destiny, is the owner of Klee Urban Winery. She brought wine. So have a little cup of wine and enjoy. Thank you, Destiny. The other thing is that Jim and I are helping to bring this Modern Warriors Live here to Lorain County in September, September 6th. And it is a musical story of a veteran's journey home and a biography. And I'm not sure if you people that are from Cleveland know Dominic Farinacci. He's from Cleveland. He's kind of famous now, trumpeter. And he lives in New York, and he is the co-creator with this veteran, James Poling. And Rebecca from the Board of Mental Health has secured most of the money to bring them here. And we're hoping the Veterans Service Organization, Joe G is one of the commissioners there, will help with some more. Community Foundation donated, and Community College, where it's being held, is paying their own staff and any of the technical support they need. So it's really a community project, and we hope all the veterans will attend at no charge, September 6th. The other thing that I have to announce is that we're hosting here on July 20th, honor wreaths to bring the wreaths across America to our cemeteries in Lorain County. And we're having a fundraiser here July 20th. Jim's band Just Us is going to play, and we'll have food and fun and all that. And if you just want to donate to have a wreath placed, there are forms outside to do that. So I think that's all the announcements. And Mike.
Welcome, everybody. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day in May. And we're here to share the space we call Barnegie Hall. So welcome to Project Drew. Welcome to the 25th edition of Project Drew. Wow. I say the same thing on the drive here. Wow. So just a few notes. So who is Drew? What do we do in Project Drew? And what comes next? So Drew Ferguson is my cousin. He's a native of Ohio, of course, of Avon Lake, right here in Avon Lake. He grew up. He's a veteran of our armed forces, served four tours in the Army, one in Iraq, two in Afghanistan, one in Africa. He finished his military service as a captain, and those who served with him that we've had the fortune to know and come back to our program have said that he was one of the finest ground commanders they've ever worked with. And my cousin, Brian, Drew's brother, who I'm also close with, has said, you know, but Drew's military service is kind of the least interesting thing about him. He was an artist and a songwriter. He painted and he wrote poems, some of which we've incorporated into our logo. So check that out in the lobby. And our vets that have joined us, please sign it if you'd like to. And there's a story about the logo on the website. Like a lot of veterans, unfortunately, in transition, Drew struggled, and we lost him in the summer of 2017 when he took his own life. So the program is named after Drew, and Marilyn and Jim and Curtis and Rebecca and all the project team here, you know, we strive to deliver restorative energy to our warriors. So that's what Drew stands for. So what is it that we do? What does that mean? Each workshop, we gather here on a Saturday morning and just circle up and introduce ourselves. And Marilyn has, in her process, taken in vets and knows our songwriting crew very well. And she pairs them up. She puts people together that she think, you know, might jam a little bit together. And then we really just, simply put, we make space. We share this, the barn here, and just sit and listen. Our songwriters just take in a story, many stories, whatever our vets would like to share with us. And it's so important because we want to tell our veterans that as you come here, just come here to share the space with us and tell a story, anything you'd like to. There's no preconceived goal. We're not asking vets to come here and grieve or do something or be something other than themselves, but just tell us a story. Partly because to try to sum up somebody's experience, military or otherwise, in a song is a little bit ludicrous, right? How could you sum it all up in one song? But what we can do is listen and be strong and write a song about what those vets shared with us and maybe give our veterans a chance to allow us to access their story, you know, without having to sort of tell it every time. And music does that really well. So what I'd like to invite you to do is, everybody, if you have a device, take out your phone, maybe turn it off, silence it, right? I always like to do the same, double check. Curtis and Jim do a great job on the sound, so we rarely would hear an interruption during the recorded version. but we'd ask you to just kind of turn the phone off and tune into this music. Some of the stories we hear are humorous and hopeful and uplifting. Others are really difficult, some really raw and horrible things that we hear about. Some of them filled with hope, fear, the whole range of human experience. Whatever that may be, we just invite you to listen in and feel that. Go with that, yeah? And so we're going to share some music here. We got a great lineup of veterans and songwriters. And then we'll play a song at the end that my cousin Drew wrote. Sort of his vision of a perfect evening, bringing people together with music. And we like to end each workshop with Drew's song called I Know a Place. So without further ado, let's let the music speak for itself. And leading off is Charlie Wiener to share the song that he wrote with Joshua Maley.
All right, let's see.